Explosions and gunfire have shaken Kabul, Afghanistan today. Police describe a large group of gunmen firing heavy weapons in the downtown and the diplomatic quarter, the area around the United States Embassy in Kabul. We're going to go now to the streets of Kabul. NPR's Quill Lawrence is moving about trying to witness what he can. And Quill, would you describe where you are now as best you can determine and what you're seeing?
Steve, I'm on a rooftop less than a mile away from a construction site, a very tall building with sky cranes on it, which apparently has been overrun by insurgents who are now firing down on both the U.S. Embassy compound and apparently the NATO headquarters, which is right across the street from there, with both rifle fire and several RPGs. Just a second ago, there was a very loud explosion closer to us in this direction, but for the most part, they seem to be firing more in the direction of the embassy. We have heard some return fire just a few minutes ago for the first time in this hour-long shootout. I heard what sounded like a 50-caliber machine gun or sniper rifle fire coming out of the NATO compound. I presume they're firing back at the building.
Just so I understand what's going on as we talk with NPR's Quill Lawrence from Kabul on this line, which does have a bit of a delay as we talk here. You're saying, Quill, when they took over a construction site, does that mean that they have been able to climb up on top of this building under construction and so they're able to fire down on the U.S. Embassy and the NATO headquarters?
That's what eyewitnesses have told us. We were getting rather close to the site about an hour ago. We saw some people fleeing the scene. They said there had been three explosions, which they presumed were suicide bombers who had managed to get them into this building. And it's a very tall building with a line of sight across all of the NATO headquarters as well as the U.S. Embassy. I've been able to hear from the rooftop I'm on now, some distance back, I've been able to hear a PA system on the embassy and NATO compound telling people to stay undercover, to stay in their bunkers. And we're still able to hear some police sirens moving in and sporadic gunfire.
And, of course, when you have the higher ground on someone like that, you can fire down on them. It's harder for them to take cover. And, Quill, has this been continuous fighting? I think you referred at one point to an hour. There's been an extended period of shooting here.
It's still ongoing. This follows a pattern of Taliban attacks where they have taken over buildings next to their target and managed to get gunmen on the roof, sometimes causing dozens of casualties. We still haven't seen a heavy show of NATO, of U.S. force, U.S. helicopters, which we expect to be coming into the scene. But, of course, at the moment, Kabul is part of Afghanistan's area of control. They've turned over security in Kabul to the Afghan authorities. So that may be why we haven't seen air assets in place yet.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR's Quill Lawrence. He is in Kabul, Afghanistan, where urban combat appears to be underway today, involving the U.S. Embassy and other headquarters in the diplomatic area after Taliban fighters climbed on the roof of a construction site.